Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, October the 7th, 2022, 12. Coming up on 13 minutes past the hour. No Linda Sims yet, but I'm sure she will be showing up momentarily here. Well, how about that Shecky Green? Is that not entertaining? I hope you enjoy Shecky as much as I do. I don't think we'd had him on since April when he turned 96, so it's a pleasure to visit with him again. I've never known anybody who is that sharp at 96.5, who can be that funny, and the dialects, Colonel Parker, Ed Sullivan, Hervé Villechaize, he can do anybody. He's very, very, very sharp. If you have any thoughts, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I spent the first hour this morning pretty well talking about the whole apology to Mary Ellen for not coming to the event last week, not going to her birthday event because I had to work. I think she is pretty well. Ah, here's Linda. But I'm going to go over this with Linda because, you know, Linda wasn't here last week, and I've got to confess now to her. Oh, Linda, I tell you, we'll have to get into this here. Linda looking, you know, Linda, you always look nice. Where did you pick up the fashion sense that you have?
I think, my mother started it when I was a little girl, just always. The prettiest dresses, the prettiest little socks and shoes. She always sent me to church, so that was a good reason for her to, like, dress me up, right?
Well, I always say, and I want to let people know, Linda has a beautiful red coat on. It had a pin on it. You've got is that a beret?
Beret.
With
rhinestones.
Rhinestones. And a nice sweater here. Very nice.
Thank you.
You always look nice.
Thank you.
That's important, I think.
I think so, too.
You know, I think when you get dressed up and you feel good about yourself, you can hear it in people's voice.
Absolutely.
I think when people are in their pajama pants all the time, it's just bad news.
Grouchy, right?
Grouchy. Downhill. Well, I had two things happen while you were gone last week. Now, the one is very minor. You know, Mary Ellen Withrow, our dear friend here at the station,
right,
had her 90, I shouldn't say, she doesn't like when I say her age, so I should... The paper reports it. I don't know why. She's never been angry with me. But what she doesn't understand is why every time the newspaper does a story on her, they print her age. Now think about that. They don't print the mayor's age when they do a story on him. They don't print anybody else. Why do they always print her age?
Because it's somewhat uncommon, but more. It's becoming more common that people are living longer, just like the Queen. You know, what was she, 96?
96. But do you think that they, because the stories they do, like they did two stories on her last week. One because the mayor was saying she was a role model for him.
Right, right.
And then the other one was a recap of her celebration. Now, what did those have to do with her age?
They had nothing to do with her age, but I think people highlight her age because... It's such a blessing to live that long and still be on her feet. She still drives.
But don't you think, though, I think with her, they've been doing this, though, for quite a while,
right,
mentioning her age. And I don't know. I mean, would they do that with a man? I'm trying to think of a man comparable age that we don't, like, I don't see, who's an old, like, Oliver Hamilton, he's gone now, but he lived to be 104.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't remember them saying, Oliver Hamilton, 104. I don't remember that being a thing. I don't know why with her they always mention the age.
I don't know either. Maybe it's a, I don't know.
Well, here's what happened. She had the big event, and when she was here last time, you heard her during the break. She said, "You're going to be there, right?" Because Mary Ellen and I go way back. And I said, yes. And I totally planned to go to this thing. And I am never scheduled to work on a Sunday night. And for some reason, last Sunday night, they scheduled me to work. Now, it's my fault. I should have just requested the day off.
Yeah.
And I did not realize it till the night before. I had written my schedule down, but I, you know how you don't compute that that's the night of
yes,
the Mary Ellen party?
Yes, I do.
So I, the night before, I'm thinking, oh, wait a second. I'm supposed to be at that party tomorrow night, but now I'm also scheduled to work during the exact same time. So I went to work. I could have called off, I guess. But I figured it's Mary Ellen's. It's a birthday party. It's her induction into the Hall of Fame of Marion.
Hall of Fame, yes.
That, you know, there's going to be a lot of people around her. She won't even know that I'm missing, you know?
Wrong answer, right?
Well, it was wrong answer because 2 days later, I got an email from her. And she, very nicely, she just said, we missed you at the party.
Right.
So she was aware that I was not there.
Right.
And I just said, Mary Ellen, I'm so sorry. You know, I had to work. It was my fault. I should have requested it off, but I didn't. And I hope to have you on very soon. And she, gracious woman that she always is, she said, I understand. It just would have been nice to have you there. And anytime you want me in, let me know. Can't wait to see you. So, you know, that one went okay.
Okay.
Now the other one, oh, shambles.
What was that?
We're still in a shambles with this today. Here's what happened. Okay, you heard the whole thing with Abby before you left.
Right.
Okay. So she came in last week, and we were going to have this competition.
Mm-hmm.
And we could not figure out what to do. We had had people call in all week. We'd had people suggest pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups, arm wrestling, thumb wrestling, a lot of suggestions. So I didn't know what to do when she got here last week. So I was trying to think, well, what is the most, what's going to work best here?
Right.
So we spent like 50 minutes of the show just kind of talking, and it was really a civil conversation. And we got to the end with like 10 minutes left to go, and I said, well, let's just do the push-ups. And she said, well, how many push-ups do I have to do in a minute to prove that I'm strong? Okay. I said, well, what, 20, because that would be one every 3 seconds.
Right.
So she did. She got down on the floor, and she did push-ups, and she got to 17. And I thought that was good.
Yeah, I think that was good, too.
Yeah, because she was not dressed in workout clothes or anything mm-hmm. like that. She just, you know, did the thing. And immediately, I knew there was a little bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I was, because I'm watching the clock here. You know, we have a clock up here on the computer. And I'm also counting the push-ups.
Right.
So, we get to 17, and she claimed almost immediately that I had sped the time up. So she could not get to 20,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think I would do that, because I thought 17 was a good accomplishment.
I did too.
Right. So I didn't hear anything else about it. So I thought, okay, we're okay. No problem. Well, then it got a little ugly as we got into the early part of this week. Now, I'm not supposed to say that she's angry, and I'm not supposed to say that she... Because here's what... At first she said, I did do it. I did hit 20. And I said, and I even have said, maybe I looked at the clock wrong. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I just, by my count, it was 17.
Right.
No, you're trying to you're trying to take this win away from me. And then she said, I said, well, why don't you call in and give me your side of the story.
Right.
Because she's called in before. I'm not calling in. So she wouldn't call in for 2 days. And then she said, I am not coming back on that show until you admit that I did it. So, and then I asked her in today. I said, well, here's what we'll do. Come in today. I'll give you time. You can I won't say a word. I'll give you 5 minutes. You tell us why you... But she keeps saying she's not angry and she's not worried about looking bad, but her actions don't fit that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you say, I'm not coming back on the show, and you say, I'm not calling in, that seems a little angry.
Yeah, it does.
Right. So maybe I might be misinterpreting her. So I said, come on, we'll fix this. And here's what, and she also said it wasn't a competition because I didn't do the push-ups. And yeah, I said, well, you're right. Yeah, absolutely correct. I said, you come in this Friday. We'll settle this all up. You can have 5 minutes, fix whatever last week was, and then you and I will have a real competition, and that'll be that. We'll put it to bed.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know if she's coming today at 12:15 or not. My guess is she won't come out at 12:15 because her nose is out of joint about this whole thing. And this morning she was hearing me talk about this, and she was sending me messages saying, I'm not angry. It's very important to her that I don't say that she's angry.
Right.
And that I don't say that she is worried about looking bad. But as I said, just hearing what I said, which I think she would say is the truth, doesn't that sound angry?
Well, I guess in a way, it could lean toward that. Or, I don't know, sometimes, you know, when you try to do something, and well, say, like I would say, I could do 20 push-ups, right? Now, I might take rest in between to get them in.
Right.
But if you're timing, then that's a little different, you know, so.
Well, and as I said to her, because at one point, she said that I was setting her up. And I said, Abby, I said, first of all, I didn't even know what you were going to do until, I mean, it was like the last 10 minutes of the show. And I said, how?
Did you say, well, maybe I miscounted. Maybe you
yes,
didn't do 20.
Yes, I've said that. I've said maybe, because I was counting and I was looking at the clock.
Right.
Maybe I
missed one or two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe I did. And that's why I'm extending this olive branch. But when you say you're not coming back, when you don't call, but the caveat is until I admit
right.
that you did 20, that to me seems like an ultimatum, and it seems a little angry. Now, I know she doesn't like me saying she's angry, so we'll see if she shows today. If she shows, then I will eat every word about being angry, and I'll say, well, she's a good sport. God bless her. But I don't know. I mean, I have not heard from her except through messages since last week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Well, I pray she squashes that
right.
ultimatum and come back, Abby. You're part of the show now, so
yes,
and need you.
And we will. This competition thing will end today because you and I will have a straight out competition. And if you win, good for you. If you lose, you know, that's fine. No harm in losing.
No?
No. So, I just don't know why her nose is so out of joint over this. I don't... To me, this would not be something that would get my nose out of joint.
Maybe because she thinks you haggle her a lot. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, I do.
Yeah, you do. And she's probably thinking, well, he's just trying to haggle me about this competition, you know. And I did... Maybe I did it and he miscounted. Maybe I didn't do it, you know, but he's going to haggle me about it. And, you know, so I don't know where she's at with that, but
well,
it's all in fun, I hope.
Well, sure.
Say, yeah.
Sure. I mean, these are kind of silly things, but fun.
Yeah.
Because people are the one calling, callers are the ones who gave us these suggestions.
Right.
So it's just good-natured fun. But it's good-natured, competitive fun. But I don't understand how... I would have never guessed that would have gotten into what it did when it happened. I would have never thought that would have caused a... whatever it was.
Wow.
So, that one we haven't
solved. Sorry, I missed last week.
So oh,
maybe
it
that
was...
That third party would have helped. That third
well,
party,
yeah,
because
maybe you could have counted the push-ups and I could have
right,
watched the clock.
Yeah.
And we would have been, you know, hunky-dory.
I haven't done a push-up in so long.
Well, she did them. I mean, I really couldn't see what she was doing, to be honest with you, because she was right over there.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't see from where I am because there's a table there. But I could see that she was going up and down. Now, I don't know if her arms were bending. I don't know. And I'm not saying that in a negative. I just couldn't see it because I'm sitting here looking at the clock. But The fact that she went somewhat up and down 17 times, I thought, well, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, it's a great one to me.
And I even said that multiple times. So I don't know if she'll be here at 12:15 or not. I guess we'll have to see. So what's new with you, Linda?
Well, my daughter has surgery. She's back somewhat on her feet. She was on crutches, but they took the crutches away and gave her a walker. She wasn't working with those crutches very well, so I felt good about that, and she's good to go, you know.
Now, what kind of surgery was it?
Knee surgery.
Oh, that can be tough.
It can be tough. I thought she was getting a knee replacement, like her kneecap, right? But no, I guess they went in there and scraped some arthritis off her bone and tended her ligaments, tendons and ligaments together. So even though it was still painful, when I looked at her scar, she couldn't remove the bandages for like 3 days, right? When she did, there was like 2 incisions, not even an inch wide, and I thought, is that all?
Isn't that amazing? I'll tell you, medical science is I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. I was looking forward to seeing this long cut on her leg. 2 little incisions, not even an inch wide. And you're thinking, wow, going through all that pain and all that, it seems impossible.
Remember what scars used to look like? When yes. Any time you went under the knife, there was 4 or 5 inches, and then it had those big suture things all through. Oh, it was awful.
That's what I was looking forward to, and it was like nothing. I'm like, girl, please.
Was it an arthroscopic?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. I'll tell you, the stuff they can do by sticking a camera in your body now is very interesting.
Wow. So, I'm back.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, how did the shows go? I heard Jeff on, was that Wednesday?
Yes.
He was good. Who was on? I didn't get to hear yesterday.
Willie Harris. It's on Facebook Live.
I'll have to check
that
out.
Page, yes.
Oh, maybe I did see a little bit of that. He brought somebody with him?
His son.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
I thought it went well.
Now, what was the breadth of their conversation?
Well, he does a podcast on YouTube. It's called Tap One, Willie Harris, Tap One, T-A-P. And he talks about where are you now, put fear far away from you. It's just a motivational, podcast. Not too long. And he has about 20 of them on there. So his son is like a chip off the old block. He's following his father's footsteps, and he talks about his journey so far. He's only 25, but still, I thought it was a really good show. I got a lot of good information out of there, and they just share some really special things and how the Lord had came to his dad in a dream and told him what to name him.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Now, is deceased father?
No.
Just his father who's still alive.
Yeah, his father that was here with him.
Oh, he came...
Well, he said the Lord had came to him and told him what to name his son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which was Isaiah. He said he was going to name him. He even mentioned a name he was going to name him, you know, but the Lord said different. Then he shared a vision that the Lord had given him about heaven and earth coming together and exploding.
You know, nobody has ever spoke to me, and I wonder if that's a bad thing.
What?
I've never heard anybody. Nobody's ever said anything to me.
Oh.
Like, I never heard. Nobody's ever told me to do anything. Have you ever had that? Oh, see, I haven't. That's probably bad.
Well, maybe not. Sometimes we think it's our own thoughts.
Now, what have they said? What did the Lord say to you?
which time?
Oh, so you've had a lot of.
Yes, I have. I've had several. I was just talking about one that a couple weeks ago when I was on my way back to Marion, you know, and I was living in Georgia, and I was going down a hill looking in the rearview mirror, because you always check the rearview mirror to see who's behind you, but my mind was also back in Marion and about the things I left here, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm going back, and maybe that might be a good idea or that a good idea instead of looking forward. And I heard this still, small voice that said, get out the rearview mirror. So I'm thinking, well, that's not going to work then, is it?
Well, see, that's interesting. Now, is it a man's voice? Is it a woman's voice?
It's a soft
voice.
Voice.
Interesting. Yeah. Have we heard recently how your friend and my friend Sister Hatch is doing?
She called me. I called her my birthday. I talked to her.
Oh, did you?
She answered the
phone. Oh, good.
Yes.
Now, she's down in South Carolina.
She's still in South Carolina, yeah.
Now, she's...
No, she's in North Carolina.
North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I remember the last time she was up here was, what, 4 years ago?
Seems like it.
Yeah, but she actually... I'll never forget, she told her age on the air that day, and I'd never known her age. And she was older than I thought she was. I think I'd have to go back and listen to the tape, but I'm pretty sure she said she was in her late 80s. She gave the age, but I can't remember if it was 87 or 88. But she would be in her 90s now, I believe.
Yes. Yes, she would be.
Now, she no longer lives independently, though, does she?
No. She's in assisted living.
Now, how's her health?
She says she still has her challenges. You know?
It was always a blood pressure thing with her, wasn't it?
Right. I don't think they ever put on the right medicine.
Now, she was a nurse.
Yes, she was.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, did she sound good when you talked to her?
I was elated that she even answered the phone. I've called so many times, and she did not answer the phone. So, that was a big surprise for me. Yes.
So, her voice is strong and...
It sounded a little weak, but still somewhat strong for her age, yes.
Does she still have the cadence that she always had with her voice? She had a way of talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a little softer now.
Well, I'm glad she's doing well.
Me too.
Nice woman. Always enjoyed her.
Oh, yes.
Always had a lot of good shows with her. I couldn't believe, though, the last time I saw her, she just looked so different. She had like a sweatshirt and a collar and no hat.
Right.
I had never seen her like that.
Oh, I know. It was different. And I went to visit her after that. Went there for, I think it was a weekend, 3 or 4 days.
Oh, yes. Down in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's her life like down there?
Well, it was pretty good there. You know, she owns this apartment complex, and she was the office, and she had her own, like, living quarters there, which were very nice and accommodated her very well. And we went to help decorate and, you know, spruce it up for her a little bit, you know, and to make it easier for her to move around and stuff, you know. And she was still taking care of business and still calling people and praying for people. And people were still calling her, you know, and that was one of her gifts, to call people and pray with them and uplift them. And
well, didn't on Sunday she used to go into the bad part of town and minister to the kids in the neighborhood?
Yes, she did. And not only that, I remember we went into bars downtown and handed out tracts. I went with her. Mother Hatch.
Yeah.
She wasn't afraid to do anything like that, you know.
Well, she had no fear.
No fear.
Well, I remember she told me one time that the reason that we didn't ever had a bad storm in Marion was because when the storm was coming in, she would go outside and rebuke the storm.
Mm.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, you never know.
No, you don't.
But I think she believed it. And the power of your mind is something.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Matter of fact, it's everything.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
And she just... How did you meet her?
You know, I don't even remember how I met Mother Hatch. I don't know if she called me, heard that I was back in Marion, Ohio, and called me. She knew my mom, my dad, my relative. She can just say, well, aren't you so-and-so's chap? She would say that, right? And, I said, yeah, Willie and Clarice, yeah, I didn't even know she knew my parents. You know, and she started me, she had a prayer hour up at TV 39.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and she had me go up there with her and help her pray. And I'd go up there and help her pray. And then on Friday nights, we would go up there where people would call in around the table. And different prayers were given to us to pray for people, and I was up there with her doing that also.
I think that's where I first saw her. And I think I invited her on the radio with me back when I was at WMRN.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how I came in contact with her. But after that, she was always a good guest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She
a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom.
Well, and she, you know, she was on the television. She was basically doing prayers and things
mm-hmm,
like that,
mm-hmm.
But she had a knowledge of a lot of things.
Yes, she did.
So we could talk about nursing. We could talk about I remember she told me one time, and it's probably on tape somewhere, because I think it was during an interview, that her and her mother, and I found this fascinating, that they, I think she took her mother in late in her mother's life.
She did.
But they did not see eye to eye. That they didn't live, I forget how she put, I think she said that she had to tell her mom to stay in her own lane. And I thought, well, that's interesting.
Well, if that's what it takes to get along, I think that's important also. Because we all have to live our own lives.
Well, you do. And you can't live somebody else's life. But I think this time of year, a lot of people start to get depressed. Now, we see all the colors and the temperature goes down. And we say, boy, isn't that great. But a lot of people just see this as the end of summer. They have to turn on the heat. The bills are getting higher. They can't stay outside and do yard work anymore. It becomes a very depressing time for them.
I never thought of it that way, but seasons do come, and you know, we change with the seasons, supposedly. Change with the seasons. But I think it can be a fun time. Hay rides and things like that, you know.
Fall's great.
Yes, yes.
And we didn't have a spring this year, so it's nice that we're having a fall.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful time of year, and I agree with you on that.
Well, I was looking out the door there. I just went out to get some fresh air, and the bush across the street, beautiful red color. It's just nice.
Yes. It's like it's on fire almost, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they call those.
I love it. Yeah. I don't either. I'd like to have one in my yard.
Yeah, I don't. It's the colors of fall are unlike anything else, and it's interesting because we really only get that here in the Midwest. In the East, I mean, there's some cities and states in the East, but certainly not in the West. It's too warm out there, or the South doesn't really happen.
That's true. Wow. Well, we have all seasons here in Ohio.
You know, I was looking at these newspapers that they drop off to us, and there's a story in here that I thought was interesting. I'll never be able to find it now, but basically the superintendent of the Marion City Schools was at... I think the school board meeting last Monday, and basically said that he wants to turn around this is the interim superintendent, Mazzie, and he said he wants to turn around the perception of Marion City Schools, that they've gotten a really bad reputation, I think, in his feeling, over the last year, and he wants to turn that around. Now, it's interesting because we've talked about that with all the departures and all the drama that we hear there, and it's interesting that he is aware of it.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
The whole city is, so, it would be remiss of him not to be aware of it.
But what do you do? See, that's the question. We can identify the problem.
Right.
But how are you going to fix that? Because they've already dung that bell by reporting everything that's going on over there. So now, how do you fix that?
Good question.
I don't know what they can do.
I don't either. I wish them well, though.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they can fix it, but I don't know how you do it. Because, I mean, it's not like the people are going to come back, and the school board is the school board right now. Can't do anything about that till the elections.
Right.
And outside of that, I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's an interesting little thing going on here in our society. You think this fire levy is going to pass? That's becoming a big topic. They want to build the new fire station.
Yeah, out by the hospital.
Out by the hospital.
Yeah.
But I don't know. People don't like levies anymore.
I know. Taxes.
Taxes.
New taxes.
Do want to let people know, if you want to weigh in on any of this, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944, Linda Sims and I in studio, 41 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Oh, and I do want to mention, Monday morning at 8:30, I'll have a special guest on. Now, I'm not going to announce who it is, but you want to hear it. I bet 99% of the people listening know who it is, and the person has a slight connection with me. You will know when you hear them, but it's interesting. It's a guest you'll want to hear. So Monday morning at 8:30, live, this person will be on. You won't want to miss that. So who's on Voice of a People next week?
I do have the homeless shelter for cats. They're going to be on.
Oh, good.
On Thursday. Yes, yes.
I hear there's a lot of trouble with stray animals right now.
There probably is. I didn't even know that you could catch a cat. I've seen them, you know, even dog catchers. You call them, try to get a cat off your porch, out of your yard or whatever, you know, because they spray a lot. You know what I mean? And, oh, my gosh, they can just ruin a whole yard or the atmosphere around your home. But I didn't know they had this facility where they take in stray cats.
Now, is this the one out on Delaware Avenue?
It's either Delaware Avenue or where the old brown house.
Yeah. Now,
that now, way. Yeah.
Homeless to home or something
yes,
like that. Yeah.
That
I heard about that recently. I thought that was interesting that this woman takes in the stray cats.
Right, right.
Now, I don't know what the Humane Society does with stray cats.
Maybe they turn them over to them, because I didn't know that they captured cats either.
Well, I do know that the Humane Society, last I heard, was having an overrun of dogs and was even short on food. I think they got some help, but it's tough.
Yes, it is tough.
A lot of these people, I think the theory was during the pandemic, a lot of people got animals and now don't want them.
Well, I guess they needed it for comfort, you know.
They needed comfort and company.
Yes.
And now that it's over, it's expensive to take care of animals.
Yes, it is.
You've got cats, you got litter, you got food, dogs, you got food and treats, and it's rough.
Right. And they also need baths.
Yes, they need
flea powder.
Nails clipped.
Yes.
Sometimes they have to go to the vet, trips to the vet. I mean, it can be very pricey.
I think it is. Have to have the shots and all that, yeah.
But I don't think people think about that when they buy the animal.
No.
We're a society like that, though. We ask questions now and later, and then we just purchase now. What do you make? Have you heard anything about this Herschel Walker down in Georgia?
Maybe.
Well, what I can't figure out is he's a former football player running for Senate, I believe, down there in Georgia. And he's in a tight race with the Democrat, but he's getting in all this trouble for, I just caught the story yesterday, but essentially, apparently he said his girlfriend or wife or something said that he forced her to do this and that and the other, and he denied it. Then his son went to the internet and said that you did do that, Dad. You're lying. I've kept quiet. So you don't want to turn on your kids. You don't want your kids turning on you like that.
Wow. You know, like you said, we do things and think about them later. You know,
well, we've got all these people running for office, and I'm not coming down on... I mean, you know, like Herschel Walker, football player, Dr. Oz, television man.
Right.
Now, what do these people have to... What business do they have being the senator of a state?
What do they know about politics?
Well, that's what I want to... You used to have to start out on city council and then maybe become a mayor and then maybe become a auditor or a treasurer.
Right.
And then maybe a governor and then a senator or a congressperson. Well, not anymore. Just start at the top.
Must be nice.
Yeah, but
why can't I run? Why don't I run then if it's that easy?
Well, that's apparently anymore.
Get into running, you know. If they don't know anything about politics, I do know a smidgen. I have a smidgen of information about politics.
Well, they probably claim they know, but what really, what is their background?
Right. And what are their intentions?
Well, that's what you never know. And even if you did know their intentions, it changes.
Yes.
When they actually get there.
That's true.
So it's very difficult. I thought it was very interesting this past week. The Biden came under some heat. Now, what did he pardoned the people who had marijuana convictions in federal and it must have been federal prisons. I don't know if that should have been done or not. A lot of people for it, a lot of people against it.
My take, I think it's already legal.
Well, and I think that was his take on it, is it's becoming legal medically, it's becoming legal in
CBD
certain states.
CBD oils, yeah, I mean these little stores and stuff, is legal.
Right, and I think he's looking back at these people who are incarcerated
for years, for possession, long years, yeah, yeah,
and saying, "Is this really the best use of our facilities?"
Right, I agree with him on that. I don't think so. I think it's just taking up space and ruining people's lives when some of these things are just behaviors. I think I had this discussion last night. And if you're going to make it legal, we'll make it legal. You know, I mean, it's basically for people who have anxiety, a lot of anxiety or nervousness, you know, or just coping skills.
Anger.
Even that, because it settles you down. You know, you're not trying to stop a moving car or going around shooting up people or, you know, going to a school and shooting up kids and things in a school. So I really don't see the harm in it. I really don't.
The question with marijuana, and it's interesting because it's really the only drug in our society that we've always been up in the air on. We've never really decided, is it okay like tobacco or is it not okay like cocaine?
You never even heard of a person getting cancer from smoking marijuana.
No, and that's an interesting thing, too. I'm sure if they did it as much as they did tobacco, you would.
Because some people do.
Right. So I would guess that would be the same effect. But I don't know what the criteria is that has always classified it as a hard drug and not a soft drug like alcohol or tobacco.
Drink enough of that, and it's not soft.
No, and that debate has gone on for a long time, that alcohol racks up your brain and marijuana does not. I don't know.
Well, alcohol too much, is you have no control over yourself. They call it spirits, right?
Right.
Because there's spirits attached to it. You drink enough of it, then you're not even yourself.
Now, though, if you had a bunch of marijuana, because they call it getting high. Now, are you good to drive a car if you're high?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe that's the problem.
Drunks.
Yeah, alcohol. I mean, we're saying, because we certainly, you know, we all know the reason alcohol is legal is because it's money.
Yes.
Apparently, there's no money in marijuana because I think if there would have been, somebody would have been lobbying for it to be legalized long ago.
Well, there's money in it. It's just how they're using the money, which is incarcerating people.
Right, but why, like the tobacco, they had a huge lobby. So that's why they're still sold in stores. Mm-hmm. Alcohol, we tried to ban it during Prohibition.
Right.
But there was so much money involved. They got it back on the shelf. Marijuana never had a champion to come and say,
okay,
this is okay, let's put it on the shelves, it's not going to hurt people that badly. I don't know enough history about it to understand why that is.
Well, for them to say, okay, it's legal, all you need is a prescription to get it. What does that say to you?
Well, right. But here's the thing. There are certain prescriptions, like pain pills, that I do want people to be able to get with a prescription, but I don't want them to not be able to have without a prescription. And I think marijuana probably falls into that category. If it's going to help your seizures and your whatever, well, yes, I want you to be able to use it if that's going to help. But if you're just doing it
as recreation.
Yeah, I think now... What are you doing? Why, if you really want to do it, if you got a problem, why don't you just go to your doctor, get it prescribed?
Right, and I think some people are trying to do that now, especially people with mental health issues. And I think it's a big Xanax, which is a pill. You know, it helps calm you down and it helps you sleep. You know, get your 6 to 8 hours of sleep at night. Marijuana has the same type of effect. You know, it's not that you're up when you smoke marijuana. You're like on an even keel. Now, unless it's been laced with something else, just like some medications are laced with other things. You have people who abuse it and lace things with fentanyl. You know what I'm saying? So that makes it dangerous.
The first,
and deadly.
The first time I ever heard the medicinal, we've learned a lot in many years, but the first time I ever heard it as being kind of a miracle drug was with cancer patients who used to get sick, you know, very nauseous.
And couldn't eat, yes.
Couldn't eat. And they said that helped.
Yes.
So that's when it really started, in my mind, to become a medical issue. But now we've learned that apparently it is good for mood swings and all that sort of stuff.
Yes. Mental health issues.
So I wonder what it is about, and seizures. I've heard a lot of it,
yes,
in
seizures.
Regard to seizures. I don't know what it is and why it's, you know, it's weird because I've never been to a doctor where the doctor said, do you want me to prescribe you marijuana?
I haven't either.
Glaucoma is a big one.
Yes, it is.
But it's never, so I don't know if doctors don't like to prescribe it because we have a dispensary now.
Yes, I know we have a dispensary now, but it's like anything else. It's just like the oxycodone. Okay, well, we can't give too many people this because of all the scrutiny that we're under already, you know, because doctors were being accused of being the drug pushers, you know, but I would like to think that they were giving this medication to people that really needed it, you know, but then you have people who have what you call, I call habitual personalities, and they would get hooked on just about anything.
Well, and that's the problem. Because
yes.
in the end, I think we do have addictive personalities.
Yes.
And you can see them.
Yes, and we all have one.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah. I think people have their vices, but I also
yes.
think that people do handle them better than others.
Right.
Like, I had a relative who was a very, I think most people, he would have never considered himself, but most people considered him a heavy drinker. I mean, he always worked, and he always, but he liked to go to the bars, and he had alcohol at home, and there were times he, you know, he was one of those drunks that was an angry drunk, so
oh,
you didn't want to
okay.
be around him when he had a few. But in his 40s, he got colitis. Now, not a horrible case of colitis, mm-hmm. but just enough to where, you know, he had to take a medication. And the doctor told him, if you continue on the alcohol, this will only get worse, and it's an irritant for colitis, is alcohol.
Right.
He never drank again. He lived to be in his 80s. He never picked up, he never drank wine. There was never alcohol in his house. I never saw him go to a bar. He never drank again for 40 more. So he spent more of his life not drinking than he did drinking. And I always wondered, now, was he an addictive personality? Because when it came to his health, even though the alcohol he had to know wasn't doing good for him in those early days, when he was confronted with, if you keep doing this, this is only going to get worse,
right?
He stopped. Cold turkey. No centers or anything.
Right, right.
So is that an addictive person? I don't know.
Yes, at that time it was.
But are you addictive if you can stop like that?
Well, I think it's mind over matter. Even, you know, the addictions I have had, I thought I was addicted, you know, but it's kind of mind over matter when bigger issues come up because of what you're doing, right? And your health and your life means more to you than that. Well, I don't need it.
You know, the pastor was in this morning and we were having a very interesting conversation about how sick people, and I saw a lot of this past year. I never felt this way, but a lot of people I noticed did. And this also happens with people in financial trouble. They say, what did I do to cause this? As if the illness or the financial strain is their own doing. Like it's karma or something. And I think, well, that can't be right. Because if that were right, murderers would all be ill. And they're not.
Yeah.
Well, right, but I don't think, I mean, do you think illness is God punishing people?
I don't think it's God's punishing people. We have to realize that we live in a fallen world, a world filled with sin, and sin causes death, so, and illness.
Right, but I think, like, if you walked out and got, let's say somebody who's born with Down syndrome. Now, they didn't do anything.
No, but you have you're born with a sin nature.
What do you think? Well, how do you fix it, I guess, is the problem. Because if you aren't aware, I don't know. Like, well, we were talking a few weeks ago. You've had cancer.
Yes.
Now, do you think that was the result of something? It was punishment.
No, I don't think it was punishment. I think it may have resulted because of the type of life I was living before.
Right. Oh, I mean, we know smoking will cause cancer.
Right.
We know that alcohol will cause cirrhosis. There are things
and
that...
worry and anxiety causes
and
cancer also.
Absolutely. But I don't know that that is a punishment.
I didn't look at it as a punishment, just a result.
Right, right. Now, do you think it came more from the lifestyle or the worry that the lifestyle...
Both. Worked?
You know, they do say stress...
Yes.
...is
under
a big
a lot
cause.
Of stress, yes.
And I'll tell you, if you get an illness, you de-stress real quick.
And unhappy, yes.
Yeah. I don't know... I'm split on that one. I was talking to the pastor, and I just don't know. Because I know... Like Charles Manson, mm-hmm. one of the worst, awful... He lived 40... I think he lived into his 80s.
Yes.
He didn't have illness. Now that
he
man...
He had mental illness, though.
Right, right. But he was not going through what's like dialysis.
No.
Some of the stuff that horrible people have to go through.
No.
That is... So why did he not get the punishment? He did horrible things.
We just don't know the punishment that he received for what he did. Because we pay for the deeds in this body while we're on the earth. You can't be punished after you're dead and gone.
Well, most people die from something.
Right.
So I don't know that it's punishment. I don't know that old age is a gift. I mean, I think it's nice, but I don't think it's somebody saying, well, you've done good in life, so you're going to get to live to be old.
It's kind of a blessing.
It is. I mean, I think people want to, but I don't think there's somebody overseeing saying, this person has done a good life, let's let them be old, and this person's lived a bad life, let's cut them off at 30 years old.
And I think you can shorten your time according to the Word of God.
Well, but through spite or through actions?
I think actions and intents.
Right. And I said, I think alcohol, smoking, eating the wrong
foods. And also how you treat people. And see, a lot of people are not aware of how they treat people. And even God's people. You know, people who are believers in Christ Jesus. You have to be careful because they serve a God. I read an inscription that David wrote in Psalms 18, in the Amplified Version. He said, God comes and takes care of my enemies. He is indignant and angry. Not so, wow, now, isn't that profound?
Well, but what if you get cured? You've
of
had
what?
Something, like you,
right.
had something but got a reprieve.
Right.
So if it was a punishment or a symptom of the life you were living, how did you get...
And I think I had one of the fastest growing cancers around.
Right, right.
You know, and... I think it could have went the other way if I had not repented and turned myself around and set my mind on God and asked Him to give me a miracle, and I would take it and walk with it the rest of my days, which I'm doing right now today, sharing His testimony.
There you go.
And I believe He said, live on, daughter.
Linda Sims is with us here, host of Voice of the People from 10:15 until 12 noon on Wednesday and Thursday, and with us every Friday from 11 to 1. 15-minute break, and we'll be back with Linda. Will Abby show up, or is her nose still out of joint? We'll find out. Stay tuned. The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake? Oh, it's naughty. But it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us.